ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hopefully everyone had a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. Welcome back. It's Tuesday, short week, July 6th. Got plenty to get into. Gus Kattengill, Matty Hudak, Jordan Kleber, and Metairie Buddy back in the LaRose studios. As always, he will take your phone calls when you call this number, Jordan.
800-998-1003.
Matty, guess what we're going to talk about today?
What?
Videos.
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 Yes. Jordan apparently told me there's a new video of Jameis Winston throwing, baby. Yes. I know you like your videos. Actually, you like the fact that I like the videos or think I probably need help or something.
Do they make you feel better?
They really honestly do. They make me feel better.
Well, that's, you know, I do. As long as
I feel better when I see Jameis Winston going up to Tre'Quan Smith saying, go over here this way. And then you actually see the next clip in the video of him throwing to Jameis Winston that way. That makes me feel so much better.
I mean,
it really honestly does.
That teaching element is, I feel like, was one of Drew's best qualities. So if Jameis can emulate that even a little bit, especially with Tre'Quan Smith.
And we wouldn't know that if we didn't see the videos. Hence why I need to see videos.
Also, why was Drew Brees trending over the weekend yet again?
Because they reposted Brittany Brees' caption about him playing put together by paperclips. And then everyone was, you know, going on their whole tangent about...
I just didn't understand the whole...
Why it's beating
trending.
A dead horse, essentially. Why because, you know, Aaron Rodgers hasn't done
Speaking
anything.
Speaking of beating a dead horse,
lately.
Stan Van Gundy still talking.
Oh, he is? What?
You okay, Matty, all right? Need some water?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of heard her choke up.
Oh, no, he's still... No, he's continuing to talk. He's still talking. As we speak.
Is he right now?
Currently?
Currently.
Okay. You know.
We're going to take calls on this. I don't know. Look, I'll say this. Obviously, last week... What was it, Thursday, Friday? I forgot what day it was. It's Friday, yes, that we did the show. I mean, we talked about this. We can play the bites again, which he did on the Stupidity podcast. He went on the show today. Friday, the podcast with Stu Gotts was posted today. He was on the Dan Le Batard show, which is like on some sort of YouTube channel or something now.
It's
whatever.
On YouTube.
So, look, he's always been a guest on that show, even before... He was hired as the Pelicans coach, and I don't know how else to really characterize this other than, you know, he's telling his side of the story, right? Jordan, would you say he's telling his side of the story?
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
For lack of a better phrase.
Matty, you're really good at writing and grabbing thoughts together collectively, trying to convey them. Normally at the top, it's your lead, right? The upside-down pyramid here. How would you give me a paragraph, the opening paragraph, to what Stan Van Gundy's thoughts have been the last, say, couple of days?
I mean, it kind of seemed like he's doing unnecessary PR work for the Pelicans, almost.
Okay, PR work, okay.
Maybe this is his last-ditch attempt at kind of doing by Zion right, by coming out and saying, you know, he's not a coach killer, this, that, and the other. I really don't know otherwise what the point of this is. I don't know if he's angling for a new job and wants to make it clear that it wasn't just him of issue, but just kind of seems like, you know, maybe just don't.
I look at it like this. It's good, I guess. I wouldn't even say fodder. It's almost like TMZ.
Yeah. I mean, right? He's feeding a beast that he knows he's feeding.
Well, it's almost, and I mean that like right now we're, you know, what, 4 weeks away. It's incredible, right? It's the 6th. We're less than a month away from the first NFL preseason game. We're, what, 7 weekends away from the Saints kicking off the season against the Packers, right? Jordan Love versus Jameis Winston, right? Per Jordan, you're convinced that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play the quarterback?
I'm convinced.
You're okay.
That's all, like I said.
Anyway, we're weeks
11
away.
And 6.
We're what? Within 4 weeks of training camp for the Saints. So we're getting... So, you know, this week is, what, the ESPYs. It's kind of a dead week sort of thing. The NBA Finals at least are starting today.
UEFA Euro.
No, I understand it's one game a day. I will say this. To your point, I love the World Cup, or like when you have the Euro Cup every other year in 4 years. Problem is, it's like quitting cold turkey something. I get very used to 3 to 4 games a day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? Especially during the day. Now, obviously, we have time before the show. During the show, we can watch it. And after the show, we can watch it. So I'm spoiled when you have these events. I like seeing a game every other hour. It's like, I love this. I'm flipping here. Oh, coming up next is Italy taking on somebody. I enjoy that. And all of a sudden, wait, I got to wait 2 more days for the next game. And now it's like and now they're almost towards the end. But just in the nick of time, the Gold Cup is coming up. July 11th is when the Americans will play. Are you excited at all about the U.S. men's national team? Now, I saw over the weekend, the women's national team took on soccer. There was a ridiculous FIFA Xbox style goal that they scored but didn't score because an offsides was called.
Yeah. Don't worry, they scored 2 more after that.
They are so above everyone else. Is it still fun, though? It is for me. I enjoy butt kickings. I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm completely fine with that.
I mean, I grew up playing soccer. Right. Like, Mia Hamm was one of my idols. I went to Brandi Chastain's, like, soccer camp. So I've always been, like, very tied to the U.S. women's team. And just to see that type of continuity for, like, legitimately 2 decades straight is awesome.
That's interesting. Explore that real quick. And we'll kind of get to the topics of the day here in your guest list. But, and I say that because I legitimately feel this, Jordan. I think more men and women in this country can name women's national soccer team players than men's soccer team players, which I think is incredibly unique, not only across the world, but when you think of this country, it is predominantly dominated by male athletes. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, but like, I just got reminded again because I saw the promo yesterday watching TV that Katie Ledecky's on her way to the, you know, she's the greatest. You're right. I remember she was the one that won everything in the Olympics the last time. But we know, like, there's a face that I can just put on the phone, or you see the image and a commercial comes and there's no need at the bottom to put the player or athlete, and you know exactly who that is, and it's predominantly male. And I get that, and that's, I'm not saying either way, but when it comes to them, the ratings will tell you people watch, the sponsorships and what they do. I mean, it really is unique. So to your aspect, what is that sort of like? Because they are at that level of pretty much mainstream stars to go to a camp and see those girls, women that go on and have the best and are the best in the world. What is that like?
Like going to Brandi Chastain's camp?
Yeah.
I mean, like a dream. It was ran by her family, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they showed us like a lot of behind the scenes stuff from that time with that original team. And then she did come out and lead a practice and like signed her book and everything. And I've always liked Brandi Chastain because of the whole, you know, that the whole sports bra scandal. I mean,
is hilarious.
Right.
That,
it's
right?
So archaic, but it was just one of those things.
Who'd
that goes
have thought
to show
that's
you.
Basically standard wear at a gym today.
Oh yeah.
Think
how like
Seriously.
Guys yeah. celebrate things. And you know, there's been players that have like faked peeing on the middle of a football field and like thrown shit and just acted like absurd. Yes. And to win, like score the goal. I'm pretty sure it was the game winning PK against China.
It was.
In
the World Cup.
Okay. Yeah. Like, and guys do that.
You know,
all
when
the
Jordan
time
does a good show and he gets some really good guests, he likes to celebrate around 2:57 right before the show ends. Just whoosh, there goes the polo, tosses in, goes,
oh, yeah.
yeah. And then does a little jog around here in the studio.
I mute my mic.
He does.
Scream really loud.
He does.
Well.
Although the carpet here will, you know,
yeah.
make sure you don't just on your knees like that. It's going to burn
that's why
a little bit.
When I do have a good show, I put the, you know, the mat down.
I know.
And make sure to pop open the bottle of champagne.
Yeah, exactly. Just spray it all over because, you know, water and electronic equipment mix really well, by the way. But it's cool that you actually did that. Today, coming up, Italy and Spain, 2 o'clock Central, Maddie. Poor Maddie already. I mean, we hadn't even started the show. Where's my soccer? Where's my Italy and Spain? It's 2 o'clock. It's coming. It's a fun match coming up here, right? For the championship?
To play in it, yeah.
Good.
Versus
I like
either
that.
Denmark
right.
or England.
Exactly, right. So what I meant for a spot in the championship.
I got you.
Who you like?
Italy? Yeah. I think Italy's playing better. I think Spain is a lot of aged out people. that.
You think he won Todd Graffanini's nervous today? You think he's pacing? Is he tailgating already?
He went on a walk. But
he went on a walk already? Oh, you went on a walk with him already?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Gus, please.
Yeah, he gets up real early. I figured today is probably like a 5 a.m. walk. You know, ready to watch this today? 2 o'clock over on ESPN. We'll keep you posted, obviously, in that hour. Not in the Euro, but Copa America got Argentina and Colombia. And always I bring that up is, again, Messi is trying to win something with this country. It's crazy because you bring up Brandy and people like that have won, actually, World Cups and championships. It's crazy that he and Ronaldo haven't with their countries. And despite all their accomplishments, there's still people in their country that just cannot put them at a certain level until that happens.
And well, it just goes to show you how much of a team sport soccer is. You can have Messi, you can have Ronaldo, but if they're out there on an island, you really can't put anything together. But it's those more complete teams where they might not necessarily have the biggest star power. I mean, look at Denmark. Their star player almost died in the first game, and they've been just trugging along without him ever since.
The emotion, you think, a little bit helps?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, and it's like a second time, and they won the championship in 1992. I believe it was only because Yugoslavia had to pull out because of something to do with maybe the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of stumbled back into the tournament and then ended up winning, and so it just kind of feels like the Cinderella story repeating, so... Who's to say? But, when it's Ronaldo and then not much other people, you can't get the triangle passing set up. You can't get any type of flow. And then everyone knows to just either foul or put six people on Messi and Ronaldo. And they can be as great as they want, but that can only do so much.
Who's better at a set piece? Like just like kicking right there where you need to drop the ball and the official kind of puts a little marker there and everybody forms a human wall. Him or Ronaldo that can kick it over someone's head? Or several people's head and hit the upper post of the net. I mean, they're both incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I always think
but the
Messi
fact that
is
Messi's so
player.
Short, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's incredible to get the ball up and over and yet away from where the keeper can see it.
There was a girl on my soccer team that scored a goal from the 60-yard line.
Wow.
Free kick. We were all like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, you should go be the punter for the football team.
Jordan, I did not forget about you, but since we last spoke, I know you were super excited about the Tampa Bay Lightning and Canadiens.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
Game 3 was coming on in Montreal that day. They won, right? And Tampa won the next one. 3-1 Tampa leads the series, a chance to close
Could
it
I
out tomorrow.
Confirm the sport we were discussing? Is this hockey?
Yes, hockey.
Yes.
It's
just for Jordan. It's literally like 10 seconds. Don't worry. We'll move on.
Yeah.
But there you go. Tomorrow's the finals. If you want to talk to Karen or, whatever, I'm sure you're pumped up. Are you rooting for Tampa?
I mean, yeah,
Tampa Bay.
I'm really not rooting for anyone. I wanted my Preds to be in the finals or the New York Islanders, but
New York Saints.
The New York Saints, yes, as the
speaking of
one
New
of
York.
The owners.
Speaking of New York,
did he say New York? All right. Jay Will, should I play this now or play this after?
We're talking about
now that you're baiting it. You might as well.
What do you think, Jordan?
We're talking about Zion.
Yeah. Should I play
just
this?
Play it. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Just rip it off?
Just rip it off.
Really?
No one wants to play here. Tuesday.
Stop it.
No one even unpacks their bags.
All right. Well, we'll do it we'll do it after the break. We'll play.
Sure?
Yeah, we'll do it after the break, and we'll
sure
play
you
with
don't hear
SVG.
Alan Hahn had to say?
Right now, why don't we put this with SVG and just
fine, that's,
package
can,
it together with
whatever.
A beautiful morning for Pels.
There we go. We'll do that.
By the way, do we still have a coach?
No.
No coach. Still no coach.
No.
Okay.
By the way, but there was a coach that was, officially hired.
Who?
Well, they're talking to them.
Who?
But you know who?
No, I don't.
Atlanta Hawks coach.
This is the most cryptic conversation
Nick
you have
McMillan.
On a radio show.
Well, this is what it's,
nothing has been said.
But this is what it's like. If you're a Pels fan,
you don't know what's going on.
Really don't know.
Well, why don't you enlighten them?
Because we're
trying to find out as well.
Nate McMillan did sign a 4-year deal to stay on board with the Atlanta Hawks. We kind of figured we're waiting for the end of the season to kind of happen. Do the Magic have a head coach yet?
No.
Do the Wizards have a head coach yet? All right, well, there's three teams. Hey, they were right there. It could be maybe they're waiting for Charles Lee, the assistant with the Milwaukee Bucks, or... Willie Green, an assistant with the Phoenix Suns, to finish the NBA Finals. Game one tonight starts at 8 o'clock. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about it. Bottom of the hour, Christian Clark will join us. We'll preview that as well. I want your picks, Jordan. That's a question of the day. Who you got in the finals and in how many games and why? Rafael Esparza coming up at 1:15. Marlon Favorite 2:15. The rest of the way, we're going to have fun today, Maddie. We're doing position groups as we get closer to training camp. We did wide receivers last week. Today we're going to tackle quarterbacks and running backs. We can kind of package them together. I know we talked a lot about the QBs, but just certain aspects of it, and then the running back position group. Sounds good?
Works for me.
All right, sounds good.
Why not?
Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Baby, I'm used to being in command.
Knowing where I stand, but that was long. Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between Home and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Gus Kattengau, Matty Hudak on Tuesdays here with us in studio. Jordan Kleber as well. You can tweet at us
at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter, or call in 800-998-1003.
I see you have a couple of questions of the day, sir, before we do the lead. Go,
yes,
go, go, go.
So, Chris Paul or Drew Holiday, which one are you picking tonight in the NBA Finals?
Did you pick? Did you make a pick? I actually picked.
I didn't make a pick yet.
You didn't make a pick? You can pick a pick. Who you got?
Well, I'll pick CP3.
I went CP3 as well.
As well.
Well,
get it? CP3, all three of us? Huh?
Stop it. Time now for the lead. The lead. The lead. The lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
It's kind of a mixture. Today, the lead. It's an NBA Finals starting night tonight, right? So the NBA Finals is starting. We'll touch on all of the banter and all of the stuff going around it, and we'll sprinkle in some Pels. You want to do that? We'll sprinkle in some Pels, because we're talking hoops. Finals is your lead. At the same time, Stan Van Gundy's still speaking, and members of the national media still have their opinions as to what would happen with, or should happen with a certain Pels player. I'll give you a wild guess. It isn't anybody other than
Eric Bledsoe?
No.
No?
No. As a matter of fact, I would welcome anyone in the national media talking about maybe a change of scenery for Eric Bledsoe. Well,
there were people talking about Eric Bledsoe over the weekend.
No, people over the weekend.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Man, Eric Bledsoe can never catch a break. I have absolutely nothing to do with him.
Well, still, Eric Bledsoe's just enjoying his summer and all.
I see poor Eric Bledsoe after the Bucks go into the NBA Finals.
Oh, that's right. He was there last year.
He was a member of the Bucks, and he was also a member of the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. And guess what he's doing this NBA Finals?
Relaxing.
Watching it, just like us. Yeah. And he could have helped that, by the way.
People are actually dogging on him, say, Drew Holiday brings to the table is what Eric Bledsoe couldn't.
Yeah, well, there's
just shooting.
Well, and a couple defense.
Yeah,
paying attention in the
huddle.
Like
you said last week, if you go to...
Pretty much anything.
If you go to Jiffy.com.
You know what? I'm going to save you. Anything.
Here's my thing, though, with Eric Bledsoe, is that, he didn't listen in the huddle, but then Stan Van Gundy starred him the next game. So what did that teach?
And you wonder whose decision that was. I still don't know. We're going to get to that. And I promise to find us. But here's...
Don't open your suitcase, folks.
So he's not filling in. He does the show with Bart Scott. Ellen's on. He's doing the morning right now because, Jay Will's doing finals coverage tonight. 8 o'clock ABC. I got to play it just so you know. This is what's happening. This is just what it is.
So unnecessary.
This is just what it is. Okay? It's just what it is.
New Orleans, you know where this relationship is going. You know where it's going. It's happened before. It's going to happen again. A young star who's there, who says all the right things, but quietly is also saying, yeah, I can't wait to get out of here. When you play for New Orleans, you never unpack. Let's just put it, you never unpack.
Golly.
You keep the suitcase, you rent, and you know that eventually I'm getting out of here. Chris Paul did it. Anthony Davis did it. Zion's going to do it. Why wait? Get it done now.
Maddie, did you unpack your suitcase yet? When you moved here?
It took a couple of weeks, but, just figured I'd try it out.
You know, that is just water in my little thermos here. But when I listen to something like that, 28 seconds just boils my blood a bit. Just a bit.
28 to 3.
Okay, here's my thing. I see what you did. Did three potential stars leave, or two did? Yes. That's fine if you want to have the opinion that Zion's not going to stay here. You have every right to make that opinion. I just want you to be accurate. Mm-hmm. Or at least, as you like to do in your stories or bring out in interviews, provide what? Context.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. I was just going to say, you
can't. He's accurate that Chris Paul and Anthony Davis left. Can we have some context, though?
Under different coaches, different GMs.
Completely different situations. Just give me some context. Now, maybe it's just for me. Maybe the national media didn't care. But the way it's presented and the way it's said like that kind of ticks me off a little bit. You don't unpack. Really? You don't unpack. Okay. Well,
I mean, there are worse basketball teams than the Pelicans. That's...
Again, I just... Maddie, that's a great point. That's a great point. Because you know what's also brought up? There's no support. No ticket. Middle of the pack for the NBA. It's 30 teams. We're not 30. Not 29. We're like 15, 17th-ish.
Well, and it's right? also
ratings,
not...
Ratings, all of that, Maddie. We're not 30th, Maddie. Not at all.
It's not that CP3 and Anthony Davis are the first players to leave their teams to try to win
championships. Oh, but it's the only ones that are brought up. Only ones that are brought up, right?
The only way that I look at that is that when people were trying to, fully ignore the Zion Williamson story, to me, it's the only thing I would give caution to is that it's you could see as a player in New Orleans that is something that you could do. And that there's precedent there. But it's not fair to view those all inside one singular vacuum. It seems like an easy pylon, quite frankly.
Thank you. You do a really good job at Googling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do a Google search for me for the next, 2 hours and 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Name me the amount of cities, because Maddie just brought up a great point, where superstars have left and gone on to win somewhere else and in comma.
Cleveland.
Where everybody wants them to either shut down the franchise, move the franchise, or say that anybody that's ever drafted there should not unpack.
That's a lot.
If anything,
that's
just looking at LeBron James as the catalyst.
Is anyone saying that Minnesota should unpack? Well, actually, they did try to get rid of their team and stuff like that, but Kevin Garnett. I mean, I'm just thinking of different players. By the way, anyone telling Ja Morant need to leave?
to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Why? Because he played well. Yeah. Like, again, and I'm not trying to link one or the other here. Okay. But I showed you a video earlier today and I understand it's high school, but my man is dunking from outside the paint. I hadn't seen that Zion in 90 games. Have you? I haven't. I get a little aggravated when I hear you can't win here when have you done everything you can? Because literally, this guy is saying when you go to New Orleans, you don't unpack. Has he ever heard of Drew Brees? I'm sorry, I forgot. Over the weekend, everyone keeps bringing up that he threw a pick that helped Minnesota win, that he didn't provide. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he saved his city in the process.
I mean, let's get out of here for a second. Why is CD Deuce going bananas this morning? Because people are putting up these stupid little rankings of what team's going to win the NFC, and the Saints are seventh, and he's all ticked off. He's like, did we not win the division next? Apparently, you can't win in New Orleans.
Nope.
There is a team named the Saints, though.
So there's 10 I just found.
Okay, but my point is that it's just crazy to me, because you have this lunatic literally saying people don't unpack when they get to New Orleans.
These are superstars.
Yeah, I got you.
They're not just like...
But he's right, though, right? He's right. Eric Gordon, yeah. He should have not unpacked. He actually should have just gone, kept going, wherever he
went. So we're just saying,
I'm just saying in general, yeah, I can give you people that shouldn't have unpacked. But, you know, there's a common denominator that. You have to give a bleep. You have to give a bleep. Which is why I'm rooting for Chris tonight. I'm rooting for Chris tonight, and I did call him CP me because, you know what? At the end, just like any breakup, and it's what you brought up at the very beginning, with Stan Van Gundy and Grip, breakup's always going to have two sides, and they're never pretty.
Yeah.
It's ugly. It stinks, right? A marriage, you name me, how many marriages or breakups or relationship end amicably to your point, you high-five, and you know, I'll go comment and like on your new picture with your new boyfriend, Maddie. That's awesome. Congratulations. That was great. Great. You know, and we had date. I mean, no. I mean, it's somebody's just going to have bitterness or some feelings or feel that the other person probably led down that path. That's just human nature. And it just stinks to hear somebody nationally blanket the city or organization and just really that you don't unpack when you get to New Orleans. You had Janoris Jenkins over the weekend calling this place a world-class organization, and this clown is saying that if you get drafted or you sign with New Orleans, you don't unpack. That's just, and he's getting paid more than me. That's why I'm upset. He's in New York making money.
Well,
spewing nonsense.
Yeah, that's.
I need a break. You got 3 minutes before the break. Go ahead.
Give me your opinion. Well, I would personally point to like LeBron James as the catalyst for this entire thing and not looking at New Orleans as this place that everyone leaves. Yes, it's happened to two superstars in a row, but I mean, to me, LeBron was the one that really started this avalanche of if you don't think you can win where you are, get out and go elsewhere. And he went to Miami. He took everyone with him. Then he went to the Lakers, and then Anthony Davis followed him to the Lakers. And right. To me, that's less towards New Orleans and more like Anthony Davis seeing like what LeBron is doing and trying to chase that. So I think that it's oversimplified to say that it's specific to New Orleans that everyone's specifically trying to leave there when you have Blake Griffin going X-where and all over the place. Players can't do it in the NFL, but players can do it in the NBA. And it's just, I don't know.
It's just annoying to me because, again, they're completely different situations.
Mm-hmm.
With Chris Paul, they literally traded one of their best players and a guy they all were good. We've been talking during this time and what Stan Van Gundy's alluding to, and I'm going to play here, about the locker room. Okay? He says that David Griffin's worried about the locker room. Maybe not what's on the court as much. At least this is what he's saying. Well, I was in that locker room the day after Tyson Chandler got traded. Byron Scott didn't know. David West didn't know. Chris Paul didn't know. It changed how you felt about the organization and management. Secondly, in one offseason, you went from approaching the NFC, you know, the NFC, the Western Conference Finals, to taking on the Lakers, one of the youngest teams high-flying, above the rim playing, to one of the oldest teams. Bad management. Bad, poor decisions. Okay? And ownership that to where NBA had to buy them. And then they got bought by another set of ownership. And say what you want. Del Demps did try to go get Boogie. He was going to give him a max deal. He tried. There were just bad things that didn't work. I mean, does Alan Zahn forget that Anthony Davis recruited Boogie Cousins? Did he forget that? I mean, did he? And again, they tried. And he did sign three contracts here, didn't he? He was about to sign his third, or he did sign his third. He signed two. He signed more than one. It was bad. Dell Demps was terrible. And the ownership didn't care like they did now. This is a good, like, this dude's played 90 games.
Here's my thing. The Pelicans won two of those 14 games, and they're possibly in play-in.
90 games.
It's literally a difference of 14 games that could have been
some other
been things.
One. And to this, me, shouldn't be. Look more like that high school video where you're dunking outside the box. You're supposed to get better, right, as you get older. Oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, you stole it, man. That was going to be in my 45 minutes.
Well, I'm bitter right now. Unpack.
Come on, man.
Maddie, you didn't answer. You did unpack, though, right?
You went, you said it took
after
her a while.
My moving company held my stuff for ransom.
Oh, yeah. You're not the only one that that's happened to, by the way. Kristen Clark next on ESPN New Orleans. Sitting
on the bank, rolling. Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
It's time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Dreaming of buying your first home? What's the first step in getting a home loan? What type of assistance is available? At the Louisiana Housing Corporation, we have answers. Our mission is to help you make the most of your investment with down payment assistance, low interest rates, and tax credits. Attend one of our homebuyer education classes to learn about affordable solutions for Louisiana homebuyers. Let us help you make your dream of homeownership a reality. Contact Louisiana Housing Corporation today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Housing Corporation.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Kristen Clark, I promise we'll get into the NBA Finals. I'm still a little heated, though, from the segment before, sir. Kristen, how are you?
Hey, I'm keeping my ears open for any and all interviews that Stan Van Gundy is doing. There have been a lot of them in a few days.
That's not even the one that actually bothered me. I don't know if you heard this. This is on the ESPN morning show. Here you go. Let's see. There we go. Let me play it for you. Then you can hear it. Come on.
New Orleans, you know where this relationship is going. You know where it's going. It's happened before. It's going to happen again. A young star who's there, who says all the right things, but quietly is also saying, yeah, I can't wait to get out of here. When you play for New Orleans, you never unpack. Let's just put it, you never unpack. You keep the suitcase, you rent, and you know that eventually I'm getting out of here. Chris Paul did it. Anthony Davis did it. Zion's going to do it. Why wait? Get it done now.
Kristen, I had a whole segment there where I just ranted. When you hear that, for somebody that covers the team and you've seen what's happened the last 2-3 weeks, what pops in your head?
Oh, man. I think, you know, the biggest thing is that I think this is an entirely different situation than, you know, the two previous times when, you know, New Orleans has lost a star in Chris Paul and Anthony Davis. And I think, you know, the biggest difference is that the ownership group is taking professional basketball very, very seriously now. I mean, I think there are basketball people in place and investment that there wasn't before. You know, things have not gone well the past 2 years. I think they could turn around. But, I mean, I think, you know, it's not entirely fair to compare, you know, this situation to the two previous, just because I think of the level of investment from ownership is probably the biggest thing.
Christian, I agree. And I think the thing that bothers me, as Maddie and I and Jordan brought up too last segment, is you've heard that phrase, perception sometimes can become reality. And here's somebody on a national platform not providing the context like you and I have done. And then you're still trying to get a coach, and you wonder, right, if maybe Jacques Vaughn, you know. Again, if you're outside of this area and that's what you hear and you wonder, well, hey, why would I take this job if, you know, is he leaving in 2 years? Does he have a foot out the door? Is he really not? I mean, is he going to ask for a trade or something? These are probably things that I'm wondering if people are asking David Griffin when he's sitting down talking to him.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, people I've spoken to in coaching community circles, those familiar with coaches, I think that is a concern, to be honest with you. Like, there is, you know, a little hesitancy on, well, what's going to happen with this Zion Williams situation? I mean, that's definitely one of the biggest factors. And I think one of the other biggest factors is we've got two head coaches in a row who have worked closely with David Griffin and have not really enjoyed their experience very much. I mean, look, we kind of know that David Griffin wants to have a lot of input. You know, he says that we need to have a head coach who we have a shared vision. You know, it kind of seems like that shared vision is more of what he thinks than the head coach thinks. But I think, you know, those two things are certainly factors of why, you know, maybe they can't get their top choice or even their number two choice, you know, in here.
Well, speaking kind of, you know, of what David Griffin's kind of vision for this team is and that effect on coaching, you know, one of Stan Van Gundy's comments was kind of about how he was a little more focused on what was going on the court, whereas David Griffin seemed to want to kind of influence what was going on in the locker room and the culture and everything like that. I mean, but you do kind of look at the Saints, on the other hand, where the locker room and the culture kind of puts forward the play on the field. So do you think that culture is actually important in looking for this next coach, or is it strictly related to fixing problems on the court?
I mean, I think that upgrading the roster is going to impact winning and losing more than whoever they decided to hire as their next head coach. I don't know that there were a ton of coaches who could have done, you know, really well with the roster that was in place last season. It just didn't fit together very well. But that said, I mean, I think, you know, there does need to be alignment between the front office and the coach, and, you know, someone who I guess can deal with some input from the front office and push back and have the front office listen to, you know, him or her whenever they have something to say. But to me, it comes down to more the talent, you know, on the court than the coach.
Speaking with Christian Clark, covers the Pelicans for The Advocate and the Picayune, at C Clark the 1000 on Twitter. Christian, tonight, the NBA Finals start game one. Could a member of either staff potentially be the next Pelicans head coach, in particular Willie Green with Phoenix? And obviously over on the Milwaukee side, you take a look at, you know, Charles Lee.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really interesting subplot for Pelicans fans this Finals. You know, team's next head coach is probably sitting on either one of those benches. I think those two guys are definitely the leaders in the clubhouse. You know, kind of the thing that I think is notable about both those guys, they're both in their mid to late 30s. And that's a big, big change from the previous two head coaches. They're both in their 60s, you know, when they took over. So I think, you know, that's a clear emphasis from management of, like, hey, we just need to go younger on this and definitely get somebody, you know, who can relate to the players a little bit more. But yeah, it's all signs point to them going way, way younger with this hire.
When you look at all of this going around, though, I guess to kind of wrap up the Pels and we'll get into the Finals here, winning solves a lot of things, doesn't it? It solves a lot of things. And if the Pels make the playoffs and win next year, maybe there's a change of, obviously, the way this sort of organization sort of perceived right now. But it is, I mean, the fact that we started our conversation asking about this, and former coaches saying that, and where's the star player doing this? It's almost like, Christian, I can't wait to get to September, get training camp started, and, you know, or October, and just get the season underway, man.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rocky past few weeks here. It doesn't feel like that cycle of optimism or whatever, you know, that sometimes vicious cycle of optimism. It probably won't start until they hire a new head coach here, but it's just rough right now, man. I mean, you got the old head coach doing interviews every other day, you know, talking about his pretty unpleasant 8 months here. It's pretty brutal. I mean, man, it's this. I hope this is the low point.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is why let's talk about game one of the NBA Finals. What are our poll question? Christian, is simple. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, Chris Paul or Drew Holiday. Yeah. Who you got in tonight's matchup, game one overall?
Who are you pulling for?
Who are you pulling for? I'm kind of a Chris Paul guy. He's been one of my favorite players for like a decade and a half. I just think he's like smarter than anybody. I think he's like one of the smartest three players in the NBA. LeBron, him, and Jokic. I don't mind the antics as much as most people. I just kind of excuse it as like hyper competitiveness. I'm just a Chris Paul guy, so I got to stick with him.
Christian, one of the national storylines going into this NBA Finals is the good old asterisk. Apparently, guys like Max Kellerman and others feel there will be an asterisk on this one if the Suns win, since Giannis may or may not play. You've had, what, a total of 9 all-star players this postseason miss a game or at least in some action. I look at it like this. I didn't hear anybody yesterday or last year say when, you know, the Chiefs didn't have their offensive line, so put an asterisk on Tom Brady. Maddie, you brought up a point of a team a little bit ago in the NFL.
Philadelphia, yeah. Nick Foles won a championship. He beat Tom Brady.
Asterisk, you know, I mean, why is everyone so eager to put an asterisk on things? I mean, isn't part of winning a championship is outlasting and getting to that point and then winning?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. I mean, I won't do it with an asterisk because I think, you know, this is something that just happens every year. I mean, maybe it kind of has to do with everybody, like, they just want to sort of like forget the pandemic. I mean, I know I feel that way about it. Like, there was like a viral tweet that went around of like, you know, the reason why nobody read, you know, like books were published about the Spanish flu or whatever is because nobody wanted to remember that period in time. Mm-hmm. Like, I certainly won't want to remember this period in time at all. And maybe, you know, there's a certain amount of like association with the pandemic here, you know, when people are thinking about the finals. But yeah, this is just not a very fun, 16, 18 months or whatever it was.
Yeah. It's just nuts to me that constantly everybody sort of feels that way, you know, and tries to put it. It's just, I don't know, I guess that's just where we are sometimes. And that's maybe the bad side of this profession. I'll put something on, man. And it's, you know, trash or great. There is no in between. There's no good games, bad games. I mean, Giannis, you know, he makes one good Paul George look at, you know, in this postseason where he plays really well. He misses 2 free throws the next day. His legacy is tarnished, you know, but he drops 41 the next game. Can we put an end to that? I'm like, come on, guys. I mean, by the game, it's like one way or another here, man. It's just kind of harsh the way this works now.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of the internet. It's like extreme opinions get traction and like, you know, having a middle of the ground, I guess, like nuanced take on things that doesn't do number. I guess that's just the nature of the beast now.
So you said CP, I said CP as well. Everybody in the studio said CP. So you have the Suns in the series, and how many games?
I'm picking the Suns in 6. The Giannis thing, it definitely scares me. And I think if you watch that injury, like you kind of like recoiled, like, oh my gosh. And you know, I think the other thing of it too is like, Giannis is not a James Harden where, you know, if he's like hampered, if he's like 60% and he's standing, you know, outside the 3-point line, they're not going to like hug up to him. They're not worried about him outside the 3-point line. Like, his game is so predicated on athleticism. And if, you know, that's diminished, then I really worry about, you know, how effective he can be.
Right. Said is it Suns in 6. Christian Clark at C Clark 3000 is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Pelicans beat writer for the Picayune and Advocate. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Enjoy game number one. I want to play this before the bite. Got 2 minutes. Here's a short clip, but this is what I was talking about in reference. Guys, this is Max Kellerman.
Everyone talks about the asterisk from last year's playoff. It should be an asterisk. No, the asterisk last year. Why? The Lakers won the whole thing. They had LeBron and AD. They were both healthy. They were the best team, pretty obviously, by the end. And, you know, Denver was a full-strength team who had upset the Clippers. The Lakers had very little problems with them. No team, the gentlemen swept the West, won in six games against a very plucky Heat team, but that was at full strength. No, why would there be an asterisk in the bubble? Yeah. The team, the best team got where you thought they would get. The best team won. The asterisk right now. It's pretty obvious.
So he's saying that there wasn't an asterisk because LeBron James
was
able to play.
And AD was healthy. Remember, this is all about the Lakers. If they don't win and can't win a championship, then there's something wrong.
Well, to me, I mean, the bubble, to me, it was just like, it was the definition of like kind of an even playing field almost. It was like the most neutral thing ever. There was no home court advantage. There was no nothing. So I don't know how you can like, I can see how the shortened season.
I mean, I'm down for putting an asterisk on the Saints-Buccaneers game. Drew Brees was broken.
I'm not.
And old. Can we put an asterisk on that one,
Jordan? Our pass rush didn't do well enough.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Devin White
Saints
locked
fans.
Down Alvin Kamara.
Don't let me say that. Every time I say that, I'm wrong.
We do have an update, though, about injuries.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Are we doing top stories next?
We are.
Sports Hangover continues after this break on ESPN New Orleans.
She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Avenue Wines. Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Got some interesting comments over on social media. Ryan thought I said that the Pels were not dead last. As in record. No, Ryan.
I saw that, yeah.
Not Ryan. I mean, attendance, ratings, they're middle of the pack. I know they're not, and they're still not dead last night. They weren't the worst team in the NBA.
Pretty close, though.
Stop it. No, they weren't.
I mean, again, did the Spurs make the play-in or whatever that is, that round? It was the top 10 teams, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they had 33 wins. The Pelicans had 31. So, again, two wins.
I know. It's just this
which
belief.
Which is maddening,
that, no,
but it's...
How many games right there to 14. Your right on the wall there, by the way, Jordan? How many games the Pels could have won?
Oh, 14.
Yeah. Half. Give me half of those. It's seven. You're in.
236 to 1. I mean, that. that.
But, I mean, if you want to keep thinking, yeah, that's fine. You think the coach had something to
do? We're still on Stan?
We didn't play it yet. Let me play this so we can do top stories. Okay?
Well, I think that, I mean, my priority was, for good and bad, I mean, I can certainly, you know, was not trying to diminish, you know, the faults that we had and the things that we didn't do well as a team. But I felt that the focus should be on what went on the court, what was good, what was bad, all of that. I think that Griff was more concerned with the atmosphere around the team and the happiness of people and things like that. That was probably the biggest difference. If I would have gone into a meeting and somebody would have said, hey, you were 31-41 and that's not good enough, I got no problem with that. I mean, that's what we sign up for in this business, right? I mean, regardless of circumstances, that's what we sign up for in this business. So, but that's not, you know, what it came down to, or at least not what I heard. It was just we look at things totally differently in terms of what's important.
That's interesting because he alludes there, Matty and Jordan, at the end, the final 15 seconds there, where he says if somebody would have walked into a meeting and said 31-41 was not good enough, he can get that. So he signed up for it. In other words, he's saying if Griff would have walked in and said, hey, 31-41, not good enough, you're done, he understood that. What he kind of says there is he got told he's done, not because of the win losses or the way the team was coached on the court, but because of how he handled the players. I mean, that's what I heard, right? And the lack of communication with them?
Well, no, because later on, and he also said this last week, that he doesn't think it was because of the players that he got fired.
I don't know. He just said, I'm just telling you what he just said.
This is why, you know, just being quiet is sometimes the best policy.
Which I think it's probably like a philosophical thing, like they've been saying. Yeah. Philosophy.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's been saying from day one. I mean, the disconnect was like almost palpable where people were, you know, he would kind of sit these younger players. Not necessarily everyone agreed with that. And it just seemed like there was this kind of disconnect between his really, you know, hard style of coaching and them kind of being perhaps more receptive to a player type coach.
Right.
But I just don't understand, like, why this has to be kind of drawn out. Like, I don't know what else there is to say.
That's why I said to Christian right before we let him go, I'm like, can we just get to know? I have this sense. Just, can we?
Oh, I
let's
heard.
Just draft. Let's just get to this. Let's just please get to the season.
I heard should have drafted, I mean, Ja. That's what I heard.
When they hire a new head coach, hopefully this will
end. I made the case last week that I could make the argument for that. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Shane, thank you for calling us on the Sports Hangover. What you got? Hello, Shane.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Man, I'm trying to switch to football mode. I've been on watching the NFL Game Pass on all weekend in the rainy weather. I said I'm watching some football, Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, and I was doing good. I was focused. I was focused on football, and then you get on here this morning with this Allen. What is his name?
Allen Zahn. Yeah.
My first problem is, where is Zubin? I used to like the show when Zubin was on there. I don't know what's going on with Zubin, but they need to get him back fast. I don't know what the problem is with him, because this guy here.
I'm sorry, it's Allen Hahn. I'll learn his last name when he says something I care about. My bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But you got to remember that he's a Knicks fan, and so he's going to push for Zion to go to the Knicks. And I used to listen to Stephen A's show when AD was getting ready to do it and he wanted to go to LA. But those guys don't want Milwaukee and New Orleans and the smaller market team to be good and make it to the finals, because they don't want to go, like Jay Will is in Phoenix for the finals. They don't want to come to New Orleans. New Orleans is a great, it gets to the finals. And they have to go do coverage, and they want to go to L.A., they want to go to Miami, they want to go to New York, they want to go to the big cities and hang out. And so they push the narrative nationally that this is almost cursed, but this is a hellhole down here in New Orleans. And I know New Orleans has issues, but everywhere has their issues. And New Orleans is smaller market, but it's no worse than if you go in Harlem in New York or if you go into Compton in L.A. But they want to be in the bright lights and all of that other crap. And so they push the narrative to crush the smaller markets because they don't want to do coverage from that. That's what I always got from Stephen A. for sure, that he wants to hang out in L.A. and be the big star that he has become. And he wants to be in L.A. and New York and the big cities like that.
I'm just playing this in the background for you, Shane, because you're right.
I mean, L.A., Louisiana.
Maddie, you're right. L.A. does stand for Louisiana. You're right, Shane. Maybe that's...
It's the way they're capitalized.
Maybe that should be a shirt the Pels wear during warm-ups. I love L.A. Seriously, L.A. I mean, why not do it? No, it would be L.A.
Right.
Never mind. The other one would be the wrong one. If Zion walked out to a shirt and said, I love L.A., and it'd be L.A., we'd be in trouble. It needs to say L.A. That's what they...
It should say L.A. Louisiana.
Yeah, you know what? People get confused. Just write Louisiana on the shirt. How about that?
Just write Louisiana.
Just write Louisiana on the shirt. Thank you, Shane. Hey, Shane, before you let... I know he's trying to trade Eric Bledsoe. Who do you like in the NBA Finals? How many games?
I actually think the Bulls are going to pull it off. They play so much better without Giannis. Not saying that they're a better team without Giannis, but they play awesome. That little backing up and driving to the, put your head down and driving to the hole thing that Giannis does. I know he's an athletic freak and all of that, but that's not good basketball. And I think that they play better without him. Not, like I said, not saying they're a better team without him because he's a great player, but I think they play best basketball without him.
All right. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
All right, buddy.
Poor Shane. He was gearing up for football.
In Shane and the membrane.
Don't worry.
Oh, come on, Matty.
Cajun Goat, what's up, sir? Got about 2.5 minutes before I hit the top of the hour break. What do you have today, man?
Hey, Gus, the guy that you played, the Han guy, that's the one that says that New York is the mecca of basketball. And it's not the team, it's not the owner. It's Madison. Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to push Zion to go to New York because they didn't get him in the draft. And I don't know, man. The whole narrative of the of national media sucks because it's all about their teams now. Before I couldn't even tell you who Dan Patrick's favorite team is back when he was broadcasting. But the broadcasters now, I could pretty much tell you who's their favorite teams, who they went and watched when they were kids, and the whole nine yards. And so they pushed the narrative for their teams. What I think is really funny is Stephen A. Smith said, "Oh my God, I hope Phoenix doesn't win, and I hope Milwaukee doesn't win, because I sure don't want to go to those places." I mean, this man saying this on TV.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all about clickbait nowadays. You know what I'm saying, Gus?
And I'm with you because, Gus. And that's what I keep saying, Cajun Goat, that it's disrespectful from this aspect of it. I understand. You know, again, Jordan, we've touched on this, and Maddie, you brought it up there, I think, last week as well. The ratings are telling you completely different, right? These guys are telling you no one will care, no one will watch unless it's this team or that team, and who's the Lakers. Yeah, I mean, people were losing their minds the week before the season ended because the Lakers may have almost missed the playoffs and no one would watch. The ratings are up 32% this year.
I mean, why not just make a 32% Super League and put the Lakers, the Nets, and just all of them in their own little special market?
My point
at that
is,
point.
People are still watching.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for this. You know what? I said it then and I'm going to reiterate it now, Cajun Go. What about those people?
I was going to say, it's really
what about those fans? It is disrespectful.
To people that live.
What about the people that work for those organizations?
Yeah.
There's probably people that have worked for the Suns for years. They thought they could have won it maybe with Nash and they got, you know, whatever. But from the ticket takers to the sales folks to the people that have worked with the Suns organization, you don't think they work hard every day?
I mean, LeBron started his career in Cleveland.
Do they
Cleveland.
Not want a championship as well? Like, I don't. People in Milwaukee, do you not want something? Like, it's just disrespectful to think that the only people that want to win are those fan bases and teams. It's a joke.
When things like that are said, Gus, with no narrative, the way you're saying it, with no narrative to it, and they're said that way, that's almost like tampering. It almost goes to the edge of a tampering to me. Because, I mean, you're pushing for a guy to come to your team is tampering to me. I don't care. You have the spotlight. Me and you can't get on national TV and push the spotlight for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And why should these guys be able to push the spotlight for their place? So I think it's tampering, Gus. I mean, either which way you look at it, the NBA needs to do something about it.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate the phone call, sir. There he goes. Cajun Goat. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. We come back, Maddie. We'll talk a little football. We'll talk about the video. Jameis Winston. Oh, it's so good. So good. You're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief.